Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Teich. 27 years ago, a group of hospitals, higher education institutions, and companies joined together with Milwaukee County to establish a healthcare partnership with global aspirations. The Center for International Health was started with the assistance of USAID, the Agency for International Development, and after more than a quarter century, it has trained several thousand health workers in more than 40 countries. We'll meet several of those people later in the show, but first, Terry Cooley is the interim president and CEO of the center. Randall Lambrecht is chair of the center's board of directors, in addition to being vice president of research and academic relations at Aurora Healthcare. They're with us now to explain more. Welcome to Lake Effect.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Mitch.
Why is this center, the Center for International Health, here in Milwaukee, and why does it involve the partners that it does?
And that's really the uniqueness of the center. I mean, I think a lot of folks in maybe southeastern Wisconsin don't know that the Milwaukee Center for International Health exists. But it's a very unique consortium, a jewel, if you will, of academic institutions, health systems, and government coming together to look at how we might work on an international level around global health problems.
Well, and these various institutions have a fair amount of responsibility to people in just this region alone. And so expanding it beyond that to serving the world, does that come out of a sense of altruism?
What the center brings to the table in the same respect is the opportunity for them to use those areas of expertise in particular places throughout the world that'll have a maximum impact. One thing we've done is use a model of train the trainers. So when we train five people in a country in a particular healthcare area, they might go back and train 10 others. So we have an exponential effect of the training that we've done over the last 25 years.
Let's go back a step and talk about the specific areas. I mean, not all of them, because clearly there are a lot of them. But what are the kinds of areas of expertise that are being tapped? And what is the kind of work that emerges?
Well, one of our early I'll start with an earlier one, which was primary healthcare training, which was done in around 1988 in Malawi and Zimbabwe, where we and our consortium members conducted two-week workshops in each of those countries in primary healthcare. So that was one of our earlier efforts. A couple years later, we had a very major emergency medical services training program in Poland. And this was just after the collapse of communism, and they were trying to get their economy and their whole, you know, social system, you know, put back together. And one key area that they needed a lot of help in was emergency medicine. We had doctors from the Medical College of Wisconsin and Children's Hospital go over there and provide training in emergency medical services. We held Polish-American Congress on EMS training in Warsaw in 1995 with people from other countries, from Belarus to Estonia to Latvia, also attending the Congress. So those are some of our earlier efforts.
How does Poland or how does Malawi or how does any of these countries that is leveraging the work of the center, how do they find you? Why do they find you and how does the partnership get going?
Some are found through grants. And certainly in the case of Poland, because we were still rooted in Milwaukee County government, Milwaukee County around that time had also established a sister city relationship with the city of Białystok in Poland. And so that was kind of a springboard for the Center for International Health to kind of move in that direction and provide services in that area.
The center has had a unique relationship, as Terry mentioned before, with some of the governmental agencies, the U.S. Agency for International Development for one and the American International Health Alliance. These are agencies who initially worked with the center, were really impressed by the work of the center, and then we continue to forge those relationships. So a lot of the work comes through the center rather than having to work with multiple institutions because the attractiveness of the consortium that can bring a lot of resources together.
I wonder about analogies to other programs like say, the Peace Corps. How much of what the center does is about jump-starting work that's being done and how much is about instilling programs that can be self-sustaining in these countries?
I think we're always looking for self-sustaining, you know, approaches to the opportunities we've gone into. Sometimes that's possible. Sometimes it may not be. But I would say that's always the effort that we try to look toward. As an example, Milwaukee County has a relationship in Buffalo City, which is in South Africa. And we received a Sister Cities grant that the center had helped the county apply for, and then the center really managed the project. And that has provided an expansion of a women's health clinic in that area, an improvement of the water supply, additional rooms to see women in, and it's increased the number of women who can be seen in the clinic by 30-some percent. That's there for now and in the future. So that's an idea of a sustainable project.
There recently was a new agreement that the center entered into with a couple of institutions for the administration of the work that's being done. Why was that an important step in the evolution of the Center for International Health?
We're really excited about the new agreement. For many years, Children's Hospital served as the fiscal agent, administrative agent for the center, and they've been a terrific partner. I think after 25 years, we're now in our 27th year, I think, of existence. We've thought that it really needs to broaden out, and other consortium members wanted to step up and support the center. So what makes UWM so attractive is the breadth and depth of a university that a university brings to a center like ours. I mean, they have the Institute of World Affairs, and they have schools and colleges and public health and nursing and health sciences, plus the liberal arts, which I think give the center that sort of awareness and breadth and depth. The other part of that is the Medical College of Wisconsin, which has long had a really rigorous global health program, and I think it's called Nations to Neighborhoods. But it articulates and sits very well with the mission of the center. How do we take care of health issues outside of the country, but that can maybe be translated to urban centers or even rural areas?
Well, and that gets to another question I had, which is there something that American health practitioners and organizations and institutions take from doing this work in places where quality health care isn't necessarily something people can take for granted?
Yeah, that's a great question, because it's a great educational environment for students as well as faculty and practitioners. And I think whether it's a food relief program or whether we're trying to tackle issues around HIV and AIDS in countries that have very little health care, what we can bring to the table in terms of training the trainer and leaving there with something better than they had is really the goal of our efforts overseas.
Well, and is there a vision for where this could be going?
Well, there's no shortage of health needs, and the thing about healthcare is that it knows no boundaries. So it's really important to all of our institutions, and even in the U.S., that we understand and can help with problems that occur overseas. So I think as we look at the next decade or maybe 20 years of the center, we really want to get in those communities where we can make a difference and then bring that knowledge back and address issues that impact our own communities here. I think that's sort of the goal of the academic institutions and the healthcare systems that are part of our center.
And I would add that while the center had its roots with local government, and local government is still providing support, for about 15 years, we've been a 501c3 nonprofit, so we've got the flexibility that brings to bring in and out different consortium members or others outside of our consortium, depending on the program that we're focusing on.
Well, it's a terrific story. Thank you to both of you so much for sharing it with us.
Thank you for letting us tell it.
Thank you.
Terry Cooley is interim president and CEO of the Milwaukee-based Center for International Health. Randall Lambrecht is chair of the center's board of directors. One of the center's current programs involves training pharmacists from Zambia in work to treat pediatric HIV and AIDS. We'll meet some of the people involved in that work when Lake Effect returns on WUWM.